Hello, good afternoon, I should say now, and welcome back to Inspire Radio. You're here with Jack.
And Danny.
And I have the pleasure of having the Malibu Student School, Billy and Jordan, with me today. And thank you so much for coming in. It's so good to see you again.
You're welcome.
Yep. And we got some topics to talk about today. We got a few jokes, but that'll come later.
Yes, we do.
Yep, and I believe that you have some things to talk about. Maybe you were talking about trains before. What was that? What was that about? You wanted to build a train. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you do that at school? Do you learn about mechanics?
I just watch the trains on YouTube.
You watch the trains on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's it like learning about trains, can I ask?
Well, I like to watch trains on YouTube a lot.
Yes.
And that's what I like to do.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm glad you're getting a good kick out of it and that you're enjoying yourself.
Well, because I'm going to talk about the school.
Yes.
And also, we have our three valuables. Values.
Yep, three values.
Be your best, show respect, and keep safe.
Which these values are most point out, in my opinion, are very important and important to learn.
These are the ones are very, very, very important.
Yes.
And the kids at Malibu always follow them. And also we had to follow instructions. Sometimes we had to stay with the group.
That's right. When we go out we have engine rules, don't we?
Yes.
Keep us safe.
Yeah.
And so the values go with the PBS, which is positive behaviour supports. So that's where the students learn to be safe.
To keep
safe, be your best.
And show respect. Show
respect. Yes. Can I ask, Janine, do you guys do many excursions back at the school? Have you been on excursions before?
Yes, over the years we've done a lot of excursions. So the students will go to school camp and then weekly they will go out and we're looking at that next term. So years before we've gone kayaking, bushwalking, to the movies, to school camps and to the Rockingham shops. So we sort of go...
Also Penguin Island.
Oh, and Penguin Island, yep. So we've gone there as well. So we also do workplace learning, so that's what Jordan's talking about at Penguin Island.
Oh, and at Penguin Island, it's a lovely place, and I've got to say, it's very much of good nature up there. I like the place. I've seen the view.
Yes.
Did you see any penguins?
I have seen penguins before we used to be in room 10.
Yeah.
When I was 8 years old.
Yes.
Ah, interesting. The birds that can't fly. Yeah. So how do you guys do the your positive behavior at school? We used to use
paper.
Paper. Yeah.
Paper. Tokens.
Paper tokens until they got replaced by plastic.
Okay.
Because paper is not good for the environment. And
so what do you do with the tokens after you?
You actually, sometimes you earn them.
That's right. So you earn the tokens and then every fortnight they have a PBS assembly and people's names get drawn out and they win prizes or they get to choose their own prize.
Yeah. Yeah.
So throughout the day, the classroom staff and teachers or anybody around can give the students tokens for being their best or keeping safe or showing respect. And then they get tallied up at the end of each week, and then they go into a pot for the kids, for the students to be drawn out and win some prizes.
That sounds pretty cool, like getting tallied up and everything. Do you guys also feel like when you're at school, you enjoy the assemblies as well? Like, what's the best part about it? What motivates you?
Well, we have assembly on a Friday.
Yeah.
And is for our work experience and assembly. And yeah. So that's where what we have been doing a lot. So we have been doing a lot of help with the students a lot.
Principal do that? Do you like the principal?
Usually we have six deputies at our school, and we have one principal.
Three deputy principals and one principal.
Yeah.
That's good.
So Billy would just like to tell people about the weather. He's got a really flash watch on, and he's just been going through it, and he's showing me the weather. And would you like to tell people what the weather is going to be like?
Rain.
Yep.
Rain.
It's going to rain.
A lot of rain. Oh,
well. Yeah.
Yes.
What's the temperature going to be, Billy? 16 degrees
right now.
That is cold.
That's not too bad, is it?
Well, I actually do agree that does sound a bit cold, actually.
I do not like the cold.
Me either.
Will it be all right on the weekend, Billy?
I hope it's sunny tomorrow.
Yeah.
About Saturday, Billy? What's the weather going to be like? Saturday. Really sunny.
Really sunny. That's good, because I'm going on holiday Friday, so I wanted to know that. Going to Denmark.
Yes, Danny told me he's going on a holiday to Denmark, so I'm really hoping that he'll get a chance to really enjoy himself.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah. But I will miss you, though. Oh. He's going to promise to send me photos for you better.
I'll be back.
Good.
So we got the comedy section coming up. Have we got some jokes?
Yeah. Why do basketballers need a hanky?
Oh, I think I know this one. Can I try?
Yep.
Okay. I would say, did they need a hanky because they're going to cry or to blow their nose?
No. It's actually... they dribble a lot.
Oh, that is funny.
That's a dad joke, that one.
Still a bit young. What's
the next one? Got to remember it.
What? What did the sneezing Olympics champion win?
A trophy.
A cold medal.
Oh, it's so obvious because he'll sneeze a lot.
Yeah. Well, is that... So we just got two today?
It's the two,
yeah. That's the two. All right. Pick some more out next time. I like the ones before, and that's one... They're dad jokes. I'm pretty... I've got a few of them as well. I think next time I'll bring some.
Do you want to say anything?
Do you want to add anything here? Your horses? You got horses.
Yes.
Do they race? Hmm? Do you stroke them? Do you have a favourite one?
Big horse.
Big horse.
Mm. Big horses.
They run the fastest. Long legs.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
He's got guns as well.
Muscles.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, Billy's got guns, has he?
He has. He has. Is that from Ride the Bicycle? Holding the handlebars tight there. Yeah. Good, I like it.
That's interesting. Just like me, I've got guns as well.
Yeah. From you and Lynette doing your weightlifting.
Well, it's because she's been helping me, like, be a true inspiration to me at the gym, and I could not be any more happier than I'm with her. She makes me feel really good about myself. You know, it's so good to be in my comfort zone to have someone that truly supports me.
It's very nice. It's very nice. And like I was on the weekend, does anyone have any finishing comments? Anyone want to say anything?
Well, we do have a lot of teachers in our school.
A lot of teachers.
So we have Janine.
Who's your favourite? Think carefully.
Sally. And Courtney. And also other teachers as well.
Mm. They do a good job, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they nice and friendly? Do you get along with them well?
Yeah, we do help them a lot.
You do.
But when we're on the bike track, sometimes Sally goes around the bike track 359 times.
Oh, really?
So it's actually Education Assistant Week, Appreciation Week this week.
All right.
So the school's been doing lots of nice things for us. So they've been we've been getting cafe vouchers because Malibu School's got a cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Been doing that.
Oh, cafe vouchers.
Yeah.
Free coffees.
Yep, free coffees and lovely muffins. So that's good. So we've had a few Kit Kat yesterday, I think, and morning tea today. So, yeah, so it's been lovely.
Lovely, yeah, yeah.
That sounds good. So good. And it's so lovely getting vouchers. I mean, I've still got one to spend in my wallet that's completely different. It's just because I want a drag queen morning tea thing that I went to.
Right, wow, that'd be good.
Yeah, he loves interesting things like that at the pub.
Yeah,
it'd be good to see photos of that, Billy. Not Billy, sorry, Jack.
Yeah, no, that's all right. No, but I've got to mention one thing. It was really fun. Me and my mum, we really enjoyed it. You know, it was just an afternoon of good laughter. And, you know, sometimes it's good to have that laughter of something that's making me feel happy deep inside.
Well, are we guys be coming in next week, maybe?
Will we see you?
Yes. Yep, we're looking at... We coming in next week, Billy? Yeah.
Yeah, I want
to
hear a
couple
more.
Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, I want to hear some more jokes, and we'll get some more questions, and you guys think as well.
Right.
You're right.
Great, thank you.
Cheers
thank
for coming
you,
in, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you. Bye, I'll see you again.
Thank you.